92% of households that start the year with Peloton are still active a year later.
92% because of a bike?
Not just bikes. We also make treadmills and rowers.
Oh, let me guess, for elite athletes only, right?
Nope. It doesn't matter if you're an avid exerciser or new to working out. Peloton can help you achieve your fitness goals. 92% stick with it. So can you. Try Peloton bikes, tread, or row risk-free with a 30-day home trial. New members only. Not available in remote locations. See additional terms at onepeloton.com/home-trial.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. It's a big thing. It's me, Christian Harloff, and we're going to have a really fun show for you today. As you see in that title, The Suicide Squad, that's a movie review. And am I going to review it? Of course I'm not. I didn't see it, but Steph Sabraw saw it. She's going to review it. She's going to talk about it. I'll ask all the questions. I'm excited to see it. I have a lot of questions, a lot of things. We'll talk Sopranos because that's what we do here. We're also going to talk about Scarlett Johansson. She's suing them. She's suing them all. Sue them. Sue everybody. But why? And was it justified? And was it warranted? We're going to talk about all that stuff. It's exciting. I'm ready to go. Are you ready to go? Well, that's what it is. It's the big thing, ladies and gentlemen. Let's do it. People. It's a big thing, everybody. Me, Christian Harloff, here on this Monday. And I'm excited for you all to join us. Thank you very much. Joining me on the show is this young lady.
Happy Monday.
How are you? Nice to see you, Steph.
It's a bop, Christian, every time the song comes on.
I should have been DJing my best, though.
Yeah, DJ Christian.
DJ Harley Ho. So funny. I started to watch, last night I was watching a little bit of the World Girls.
Six Flags.
I started the beginning of it, and I got to, like, people don't understand with my life is that I have a shelf life as far as when I can actually do things. Like, I have up until around 6 o'clock to where I can get things handled. And then once I get into that house, it's a whole new job. Right. So whether it's sitting down, you want to have dinner with the family and do all that. But then when I look at the phone for a second and I go to respond to something, there's a 3.5-year-old there ready to.
The Soprano?
Oh, yeah. She is absolutely.
Sopranette.
So, like, last night I was watching a little bit of it. And then, I don't know, I had to help with a train, or there's a dinosaur that fell off something. So I had to figure that out. So that's usually what happens. So I got to, I think, the part where you said you got excited that you were going to Six Flags.
And no one cared. Christian, that was 1 minute in.
I know. That's what I should. I watched about a minute, but I made the effort.
Wow. Thank you for 10-second viewing. But really appreciate it.
But it wasn't that I was like, oh, this bored. Is terrible. No, it was that I just got
tell
called.
Tell that to the
duties.
Algorithm, Christian. You're going to see you.
You got to tell me. I get it. I understand. I should have just let it
Thanks
play.
For the thought. Thanks for the thought.
I did see Kate's Instagram story, though. Did you see it?
Oh, yeah.
She said, hot Roxy, hot Steph, me trying to fit into the roller coaster. Very funny.
She stole the show.
She always does.
I know.
She always does. She doesn't give herself enough credit. But we're going to get right into the Suicide Squad because Steph had brought that up to me beforehand. We were taping Sith Council earlier today. And she's like, did you see a Suicide Squad yet? And my grouchy old Gran Torino ass was basically like, screenings. These kids trying to get their movie reviews out first before anybody else. I remember those days. Who cares? I'll watch it when it comes out on the HBO Max.
No, you're living life, though. Christian's at the point where he, like, knows what he needs to do and doesn't have to deal with the BS.
I don't want to take it away from anybody who runs to get the review out first and throw it up there. I'm so bored with it. It's like I am humbled that people actually give a shit whether or not I care, whether or not I liked a movie or not. I think it's very nice. But I think that to me, I'd much rather have these conversations where it's like, hey, did you watch that last night? I did. What'd you think? As opposed to, shit, I gotta see it now so then I can put it up the next morning and then I beat the algorithm and everybody's looking for it and they find me first. It's exhausting. I don't want anything to do with it. When I see it, the Suicide Squad episode of this for me will probably be the whatever that Tuesday is after it comes out, because I am excited to see it. I heard great things. What do you think?
I think it's...
You loved it?
I loved it. It's my favorite DC movie, I think. Yeah, or top three. Because it did what... It knew exactly what they were working with,
right.
And then everything about it was perfect. And not... The first act took me a little bit to get used to it, and the second and third were so fucking good and disgusting and weird. Every single character was
Sounds like James Gunn movie.
Exactly. Yeah, but it was not like Guardians. It was similar in the sense that he really knew what he was doing, world building, character building, but it wasn't the same type of humor, which I liked. I didn't think that would work because the Guardians are still a goody two-shoes. Well,
he kept it inside the Marvel humor. And this is more, I think, more raunchy. Up his alley. Yeah, when you looked at what he did a movie called Super with Rainn Wilson and Elliot Page, and that seems like the type of humor that he really plays with. That's what it seems to. People said that this is their favorite iteration of Harley Quinn is in this movie.
Ever. It's the best Harley you'll ever see.
Okay.
I was with Adam Gertler and Roxy Stryer, like DC heads Fanatics, to the max, and they both were like, that's the best Harley Quinn we've ever seen.
And it was about as authentic to the
character ever. Okay. Yeah, they just killed it. And I just thought Idris Elba was excellent in it. John Cena was great.
Jai Courtney?
Yeah.
is Jai Courtney not
Oh.
Boomerang.
Yes.
He's in it, right?
Yeah, for a second.
I hope so, because it's so funny. I have
Boomerang is in it.
Okay, because I had a...
It's in the trailer.
Yeah, I had a such a strange relationship with Jai Courtney in general, right? Because... Jai Courtney, I always felt, was one of those actors that the studios were pushing on us. Right? Like, that's your star. Take them. Watch that. And I cannot stand when they do that because it's not fair to the actor and it's not fair to us to just get forced. This is who you're supposed to like. Like, they did it with Sam Worthington. They did it with Jai Courtney. And they started putting people in everything. And I'm like, this guy's just not that good. And they put him in a couple of movies like as the lead. And I'm like, yeah. And I used to go on Movie Talk And then they started putting him in like roles like this, Boomerang, and he was in the movie with. There was a movie that Angelina Jolie did that he was the side, and he did smaller films where he was the lead. And I was like, okay, stand corrected. This guy's really good. And then I interviewed him, and he's a really good dude. He's a really good dude. I interviewed him twice, and he came in. And I was like, all right, I changed my. I felt bad for times I had kind of really gone. I realized it was more about the studio thing than it was Jai Courtney because. I didn't know the man. After meeting him, definitely a good guy. Really liked it, and really does a can lock into this character. So that's why I asked about him. So he's in this and does.
Yes, I didn't make the connection with the name. Yes, he is. All the characters rock.
How's the shark? It's Stallone, right?
He's sick. Okay. It's just every character. You just at one point of the film, you're like, what a fucking weird character.
Yeah.
And then you love it.
Right.
It just is
just
what
so
it
bizarre.
Is.
It's so bizarre. It doesn't try to shy away from what it
no.
is.
No. Okay. No. Every shot is almost like a second longer than it needs to on the gore. You're just indulging in the gore and the disgusting character.
So it's like, does it have the gore of a horror film kind of?
Yeah. Okay. I would say so.
But it's more of like a hardcore
it's like a punchy
action,
comic action film.
Action comedy film.
Yeah.
Okay. Who are the standouts? It's obviously Harley Quinn.
Harley Quinn, Idris Elba's character, and then I would say John Cena's character is Peacemaker.
Okay. So what's Idris Elba though? Is he's not taking over the role of Will Smith. He's just replacing him on the squad.
Yes.
Okay. So what's the overall story like in this one? Without too many spoilers.
The overall story... I'll say this. Yeah. You don't need to have watched the first Suicide Squad to watch this movie.
Okay, so it's kind of stands on its own.
Completely stands on its own. You kind of get a reintroduction into Viola Davis's character and the entire... what they're doing with the Suicide Squad. Right. And the point is that there is a piece... there is a alien we already know who the villain is,
right.
It's Starro.
Okay.
And so they know that they're doing some bad things with it in Spain, and so they have to infiltrate it, get the information, and leave.
Right.
And then you later find out what the information is.
Okay.
And so it's just like this entire heist film with two, like, the teams getting separated, finding each other, and then
hilarity ensues.
Yeah.
Yeah. I am very excited to see the film. As much as I got invited to a screening. I've told you guys I'm not really interested in going to movie theaters right now, and I think that, and I've been saying that before this variant hit. I'm not going nowhere near a movie theater just yet. But I will see. I'll watch the hell out of it on HBO Max. And I think there's a lot of great movies coming out on HBO Max that I want to see. Obviously, The Many Saints of Newark, which you and I are now super excited to see. Dune, cannot wait to see it. And now this. I'm probably going to, the same plan that I had for Dune, which is just come back here, smoke a bowl, watch it, play the sound, and then, you know, and just chill out. That's probably what I'll do for the Suicide Squad, too, because I'm hearing great things about it.
I think you'll really like it. Yeah. I think type of people who are weirdos, who want to see action, and the characters actually not, like, so goody and Disney-made. Right. That's what I felt like they really did a good job.
And that's what I think that DC is able to do right now to really, at the time when they were...
If you're looking to move out of your parents' place, you could really cut expenses by bundling your car and renter's insurance with Progressive, which is good because your little brother has gotten really territorial. You're blood related. You'd think it would be fine to share food in the fridge. I mean, who writes their name on every individually wrapped slice of cheese, Tyler? Still, you've got to admire the commitment. So bundle your renter's and car insurance with Progressive and use the savings to help you move out and have all the cheese you want. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers.
Coming out with all these movies and they're trying to find their footing. I think we're trying to do a lot of that. Let's do what Marvel's doing thing, and both the fan base and everything. Don't do that, because that's not what you guys do. That's not what the DC brand is. And they went away from that with stuff with the Joker and even the Birds of Prey and these other movies and they started doing movies more so like this and just embracing the dark tones and everything that it is, and I think that it's working for them for sure. And getting James Gunn was a. It's funny because if you would have said years ago, before he did anything, James Gunn should go do a movie, should he do Guardians of the Galaxy or Suicide Squad? Everybody would pick Suicide Squad because that just seems more
way more.
Yeah.
I completely agree. I'm so glad he was a part of this project. I think DC with the properties that they have, they work better when they go full like Dark Knight, just very serious toned action film, dark, gritty, or they go dark, gritty, disgusting, gross, because a lot of the characters are like gross characters.
Yes.
Just rejects.
Yeah. And that's what he does well with that, and he does well, obviously, with the group. So, I was looking forward to this before I heard all the rave reviews, and now even more so. So this comes out. When does it come out?
I think next weekend.
Okay, because I did watch Jungle Cruise.
You did?
Yeah, it's fun. Jungle Cruise, I got a link sent to me. You send me a link, I'll watch it all day long.
Yeah.
I reached out to Warner Brothers, and I said, hey, I'd love to see a Suicide Squad. I said, we'll let you know. And I was like, oh, I got a link. And then, now you can go to the screening. And the theater's like, down the block from my house. I'm not going. I'm not going anywhere. No, thank you. No, thank you.
Christian, your life is hilarious. You just know what you want to do and don't do.
Yes. And I'm just, and I was, you know, it's like I said, I think that the easiest explanation, Steph, I'm exhausted. I think that is the easiest explanation.
No, we were going to take it back to the Sopranos. You're in Sopranos season one mode where you're calling the shots.
I mean, somewhat. I mean, I guess at work, but not in my house.
No. You have Tony Soprano as a daughter.
Oh, well, man, the more you watch Sopranos and you look at, like, Meadow Soprano, who has way more of Tony in her than anything else, she's a brat. She's a straight-up brat. Like, so how far are you into season two?
Two-thirds, probably.
Okay, so where are you exactly? Sorry if you're going to get spoilers for The Sopranos.
Trying to think what happened last. Someone just died.
Okay.
I always watch it late.
That's like every episode.
Yeah, I know. I don't know exactly where we are, but he is back with the therapist.
Okay.
Pussy came back.
Okay.
Thank God, explained himself. They double-checked everything, which I knew was going to happen, but I was a little bit concerned. But once they found the actual rat.
So you're like halfway through. It's like, it was Jimmy. It was fucking Jimmy.
Fucking Jimmy. Fucking way.
Yeah, it was Jimmy.
The way that they handle the business, though, you don't even see the delegation. You just know who does who, who's fixing what.
Yes. and that's why, like, my favorite character, and I think yours too, is Silvio.
Oh, Silvio, all day.
Tone, I gotta tell you, there's a couple of things you should think about. But it's not gonna hurt if he's not around.
And I love the
so
delivery.
Good.
It's just like what
so
it,
good.
He's the it's best. Like, He's the boss.
Stoney.
Yeah. It's, what do you, I mean, come on. It's a thing and another thing. With a couple more things. Ladies and gentlemen, before we move on, we have a couple more things we're going to talk about. We'll talk more Sopranos. We can talk about more Suicide Squad. And we're definitely going to talk about this Scarlett Johansson thing that was going around in a second. But before we do that, I'm going to let you know about BetterHelp. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. If there's anything interfering in your happiness or it's preventing you from achieving your goals, I know that it's been a thing for a lot of people during these times, and when you thought it was getting better out in the world, it's not, and that could have an effect on you. So BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you up with your own licensed professional therapist, and you can start communicating in under 48 hours. This is not a crisis line. This is not self-help. It is professional counseling done securely online. There is a broad range of expertise available, which may not be locally available in many areas. The service is available for clients worldwide, and you can log in to your account anytime, and you can send a message to your counselor. You will get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions, so you won't ever have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room as with traditional therapy. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. You can visit their website, and you can read their testimonials that are posted daily. Visit BetterHelp.com/SENLive. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, and join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. In fact, there are so many people that have been using BetterHelp that they are recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. There's a special offer for SEN Live and Big Thing listeners. You get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/SENLive. Make sure that you go and you check that out, please. Please, 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 and pleasey, please. So let's get into this thing, because Steph and I were talking about it beforehand, and we'll talk about it now. Steph had asked me about what I thought about. Why don't you just pose the question again, and we can talk with Scarlett Johansson.
Because we obviously read that Scarlett Johansson is suing Disney because of how they released Black Widow, and I was curious what you thought about her doing that, if it was justified or not.
It's funny, because people, if it was one of these things, the first thing, no matter what, if you're a celebrity of her caliber, in public opinion, you can't win the public over in this, because to them, you're a celebrity who's in all these mega movies that you probably have money falling out of your ears.
I think she's the second highest paid woman in Hollywood.
So to them, they're like, cry me a river that you didn't get this particular thing that you were supposed to get. Boo-hoo, I'm trying to make my rent right now in the middle of this. I don't feel any sympathy for you. And I don't really fault people for feeling that way, to be honest. However, the side that you have to look at is that we're talking business here. We're talking business. So when someone sits down and says, okay, so in order for her to get this, this, and this, if you're the agent, you've got to do this, this, and this, and this. I get paid if that happens. You get paid. But it's going to go off the box office. Great. Okay, cool. Pandemic hits. Disney says, well, we're going to change this up. We're going to do this. Well, that's not what that says in the contract that we negotiated. So can we talk about that? Oh, you're not returning my phone calls. Well, that's a problem. You're still not returning my phone calls. That's a problem. Oh, you're releasing it, and I just lost money because of the deal that you negotiated, and it didn't, and you didn't do what you said you were going to do. Okay, I'm going to sue you. They have every right to do that. It's a deal. It's a business deal, and she is the head of the business, because Scarlett Johansson in this case is the business.
Yeah.
But you're not taking into consideration the other people that would get paid off of this deal, because this is the thing. You guys, this is what we sat down and negotiated and you agreed on. It is a business deal that should have been honored. It's not a matter, and I don't, again, fault anyone for saying, who gives a shit? Because I don't give a shit. But if you're asking me my opinion is, should they pay her? Yes, they should. Because that's the deal that was put out there. Do I care if she gets her money? No, it's not going to hurt her. It's not going to hurt her at all. But, I mean, it's still $15 million, whatever. It's still
$50
million. Right? It's still, that's a lot of money. So
it's a lot of
she
money.
She should try to get it.
Yeah.
She'd be an idiot not to try to get it.
100%. Before Christian and I were like, comes down to Sopranos.
It's all Sopranos.
A deal is a deal.
You sat down, and what you told me is that it wasn't going to be on streaming. Now it is. You gotta pay the price.
I'm gonna sue you.
Yeah, pay the price.
You got to pay. It's so, I get it. Scarlett Johansson isn't everyone's favorite celebrity. She's done a little, she's said stuff that pisses people off. She's been in movies that pisses people off. It doesn't matter. It's a deal. And they
care who it is.
Completely blindsided her purposefully with the knowing that she's going to sue and look like the bad guy.
Right. Yeah, because that is also part of the business. They could say, all right, here's what we do. Just put the fucking thing out. Because here's what's going to happen. What's she going to do? She's going to sue us. And then she's going to look like she's suing us now. She's going to, the audience is going to eat her alive because she's going after us now for $50 million. She probably made that in her sleep on one of these things. So, yeah, it's fine. Let her sue us. You can see that happening, too. And it's like, this is the fucked up part of the business. But, like, when someone says, like, I don't understand why people get, like get up in arms about it. It's like, oh, how dare she? Blah, blah, blah. I don't give a shit. She gets her money. Yeah. Great. She doesn't get it. I don't give a shit. It's like, it's a different thing to me, and it's very different, but in the same neighborhood of the Dave Chappelle stuff that would happen with Dave Chappelle and his
Netflix
show.
Yeah.
Dave Chappelle got taken advantage of. Because of where he was status. And so he sat down, he made a deal, right? Wasn't a good deal. It was a terrible deal, and he got fucked. But Dave Chappelle didn't have the kind of power that he has now, and he used that power to get his shit back. He's also in the right to do that. That's negotiation. Yeah, he signed the contract. He did everything he wanted. But you've got the power and you've got to try to get your shit back, and you do it in a certain way. That was brilliant because he used his audience and he used everybody. He said, I want to get my shit back and don't watch that. And basically the same thing business-wise, telling that audience, don't watch that shit because they stole that from me because I was young. I negotiated a bad deal. And he said it. It was still a deal. It wasn't illegal. They took it in him away, but it was a bad deal. He knew it, but it was a shitty deal that they shouldn't have done. And anyway, he used that. He used the audience, and he told the audience, "Go get my shit back," and they got it back. This is a different thing, but it's still a deal. You know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%. It's different because Dave Chappelle is probably the most respected. One of the most respected people working, and his fans ride for him.
We got taken advantage of.
100%. Scarlett Johansson doesn't have a connection with fans. She's not on social media. People are fans of her.
Right.
Don't get me wrong, but it's a little bit different, and the business is different, but I completely agree. It's a deal.
But I think the difference with that also is that Dave Chappelle, they took advantage of him with the intent of taking advantage of him in the beginning. The Disney side and the Disney Plus, they got put into a position of, we got to get this fucking movie out already because this pandemic has pushed it back. We have other movies to market. We have other shows to market, and we need to get this out. So let's just, and if we're going to put it in the theaters, what's going to happen with the theaters? Because not everybody's back full capacity. Should we just put it on Disney Plus and give it on premiere? And
you think that was the right decision?
I think it was the right decision. Absolutely. But I think that, it's like they should have taken the phone calls. If what the agents are saying is right about, you know, we made some phone calls, like once you guys made this strategy to renegotiate the deal, because
once they made the announcement, was a few months before that they were going digital.
Right.
Yeah, because they didn't just randomly go digital. There was an announcement. We talked about it on SEN it's going to be released digitally and in theaters.
Right.
And how do we feel about that?
That's right. For what I'm looking at right now, is it looks like it's glitchy.
Oh yeah, but
when it records. So I'm hoping that it isn't. I have a lot of cleanup to do on my overall and the stupid.
Yeah, things. We'll just hope.
Yeah,
and
so
pray.
I'm just gonna cross my fingers that you guys are not seeing it be glitchy. But you know, we'll see. Let me try that. Maybe that'll clean it up a little bit. Should be all right. Trying to clean it up just a tad, and then we can keep on moving.
Crew.
Yeah, let me see. How about that? Oh, that's not even you anymore.
Where'd she go?
There you go.
She's a magician.
Yeah, I don't know why it's doing this. It's really weird. Anyway, we'll do what we can if it has to just be a little glitchy, and then you guys got to watch the audio side of it. If you didn't know, this show is moving to the main SEN channel, the SEN channel, August 9th. So that's where you're going to find the big thing. So make sure that you go and check that out. Make sure that you have already subscribed to that channel and obviously the podcast feed. And maybe we have to do a shorter show here because of this. I don't know. I'm just worried that it's not going to...
Not picking up.
I'm just worried that it's going to be... That we have to do... I don't want the fans to look at this, like, if it's doing it like this. Okay. Well, I'm going to try it, and I'll probably have to, and this will be a little bit of a shorter show today. So, anyway, what we will do, and then it'll play in audio anyway. You said you had another story going on in your life, dating story. What happened on? You said SEN, you brought it up, or you dumped everybody in the trash?
Yeah. I threw out the old roster.
How many people were you dating at once?
Okay, there was two main people, and everyone knew everything.
Right.
And it's
You're
not
honest. Like
yes,
you
very
about.
Honest. Yes. I'm never like that. And right. It was not like all the time seeing these people,
right.
And with one of them specifically was so not sexual. Right. So, and then
what do you mean, it's not sexual. What do you do? Just like, go out and talk about things.
We go out to dinner, and then like
that's it.
I just leave. Yeah.
Does that really count then?
No, not really. Right. Like it was a weird setup. So
you're seeing him in the most legitimate. Like when people say, like, literally, when they say it wrong, this is literally seeing someone.
Seeing
you
someone.
You see someone. Is it?
Except, I will say, in the past 6 months, well, forever, we had been talking for, like, over a year.
Yeah.
And every time we hung out, this person was, wanted to hold my hand, like, kiss me in public. I don't like that.
Okay, this is the guy that you were just seeing.
Yes.
Okay.
This is not the one that we had talked
this
about
is,
that
no,
I got.
No, no,
this
no,
is different.
Right, right.
And I didn't
we
really
call him voicemail Magoo.
Yeah. Yeah. So I didn't really, I don't like that.
Right.
Especially if we're not dating and I'm okay. not your girl.
Are you not a public,
when I love when you.
Well, yeah, but not yet.
No.
You got to
yeah,
earn it.
Yeah. You especially
it.
When we're in the industry. Like I don't want to be all public, and this
right.
person isn't in the industry.
Isn't.
Is.
Oh,
and
is.
That's why I was like, weird choice for you to try to okay. be so public.
I didn't know PDA voicemail Magoo. Do I know this guy?
Yes.
I do know this guy.
Yeah.
Oh, this I gotta hear.
Yeah.
Tell me afterwards.
I think so. I
okay.
think so.
Yeah.
So one day he was like, Steph, why do you never call me back? Like, I want to hang out with you more. I want to be with you more. And I was like, honestly, because I feel like you play the same game with everyone, and that's cool. Like, we have what we have, but just speaking frank, he displays himself on social media like he does this, like just goes out with a bunch of girls. And that's fine because I go out with other guys. It's not my
right.
problem. And then I was
it's
like,
it's not my problem. It's not my problem. Do whatever you want.
Watching too much Sopranos.
Yeah.
So it's making me too hardcore.
I love it.
So I said, honestly, because I feel like you run the same game and that's cool. And he said, I do not take any girl out to the restaurants. I take you out. I would go bankrupt if that was happening. Like, because.
Oh.
But I'm like, we go
well, wait
to
a minute. So he's I say this very curious. So you guys just go to nice, really nice restaurants.
Not just really nice. We go to other restaurants too, which matters for the story.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So we've gone
I have
to
questions.
Like,
I have lots of questions.
Okay, you know Laurel Tavern
yeah.
on like there.
Yeah.
It's a nice, but it's not like break the
it's
bank
nice.
Restaurant.
Yeah.
It's nice. So we've gone there a few times.
Yeah, but you guys are just and he's paying for it every time.
Yeah.
And there's no kissing or nothing.
No,
going.
Yes, we have kissed.
Oh.
We've done shit together, not a lot.
You just have not gone. It's just not like
it's not like every
Magoo.
Time I see him, we're fucking
right
or going. I've never slept over at his house.
Okay, so it's just like, oh, thanks for dinner. Here's a nice kiss. Going your way.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and
good deal for you. Good deal for him.
Totally.
Yeah. Good deal.
Yeah, it's a good deal.
A
we
good
both
deal.
Have fun and leave.
You know, I probably would have negotiated a little more, but in the contract, that was it. There's nothing else. She
Listen.
Can't sue. He won't sue.
He wasn't bringing anything to the table to negotiate with.
Right.
Like, if I was taking him seriously, maybe I'd take him more seriously and
right.
give him more attention.
You wouldn't know if he was negotiating with you. He was hung like a rhinoceros.
Yeah.
How would you know? Because you don't have to know, I guess.
No. So I was like, okay. And he's like, will you start hanging out with me more? And I was like, sure. And he invited me to his birthday, like in a different country. And I said no, because I was like,
different
it's
country.
Too much. Like,
okay.
Yeah. And it was too much. And then so we hung out like a few more times in the past few months, but it wasn't very consistent. And then last weekend, I'm with my homegirl. She's visiting. We go to Laurel Tavern.
Okay. And
it's
he's there.
10 p.m.
Yeah.
And
he's there with another girl. Come on. Yes. Yes.
I go, I think that's blank.
So he lied to you and said, I don't take other people.
Yes.
I get it.
So then he doesn't do anything.
This
and then
is
when
great.
He
this is like an episode of Sex in the City.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? I'm like, no way this is happening
I
to me.
It.
This is fucking hilarious.
Great story.
Such a good story.
Great story.
So he and like, luckily it's me who doesn't really give a shit, but it's more just funny.
You blew it. I told you. I already know what you should have done.
What?
You should,
fuck.
You you should have found and asked one of the servers if you could put on the apron, and you should have delivered the food to the
damn.
Table. 100%. You should have absolutely
I'm
done
telling
that.
You this story because I knew I dropped the bag.
You
like
should have
I
definitely
sh-
done
next
that.
Time this happens, can I call
100%.
And just be like, this is the situation, what should I do?
1,000,000%, and hopefully I'm on the air when you do it. Yeah. But you absolutely should, because then we can talk about it again. But like, you should have absolutely put on an apron
I know.
And gone over there. So what happens? So does he see you there?
My rule of thumb is if I clock you, you've clocked me.
Right.
So he leaves with, it's a girl and there's another guy there. So at this point, I'm a little unsure. As soon as they exit, though, she wraps her arm around him.
Okay.
And then he puts her arm around her.
Right.
And then we don't say anything. Because if he had been like, that was really awkward, my bad, right. whatever, cool, doesn't matter. Next day, Christian, he texts me, hola, which is so fucking lame, and then says,
right.
What are you doing tonight? So I didn't respond. I just don't like, it's so not upfront, which is the whole, you can't right. have things in situationships unless you're upfront. It doesn't work.
Yeah, he took a shot. He took a shot. How old is this guy?
32.
Okay. 32. Yeah, he took a shot.
I'll show you.
You show me who it is?
Yeah, but don't.
I'm not going to say okay. I won't pull a Mike Kalinowski.
But so the thing with this guy is that why I never took him seriously is because I think he's corny. And I think if you know him, you would agree.
I don't think I know.
Really?
Oh, no, I do.
Yeah.
I do. I absolutely do know.
Okay.
I do know. You know, it's funny because I guess I can say it. Because who knows
doesn't
where.
Really.
I interviewed him.
Oh, once. Really? People have guessed because he comments on my photos. And
no, but that's not why. Okay, so that's the front. You didn't show me voicemail Magoo.
Show me
voicemail Magoo.
Okay.
That one I've never seen before. So that's we'll call that guy Tavern. That guy's Tavern.
Yeah, Tavern.
So Tavern and voicemail Magoo. So
you can't really.
So talk. I'll say this. I didn't realize you had a type.
No, I know what it seems like, but there's others. In-
Either way, I didn't realize you had a type. Let's see. That person, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think you told me, but I don't.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But both good-looking gentlemen. You don't think so?
No, I think voicemail Magoo is fine. Right. Like, yes. The other one, I think, is handsome. Yeah. Just, it's different. Like, you know some people where you're like, I want to, like,
jump your bones. Yeah.
And then
which one is that, voicemail Magoo?
Yeah.
Okay. That's why you're still hung up on not him in general, but the situation.
Yeah.
Is because it was good stuff.
Really good stuff.
So, yeah, you know what I mean?
He called.
Oh, so what happened? and he said he's sorry because you didn't respond.
Because I remember I said you can call me if you want to talk.
Okay, so then he called.
And
how'd that go? Back and am I getting close to my original prediction? It's gonna happen again, isn't it? Yeah, it is.
No,
don't fucking lie. Probably going to leave here, show up to the Magoo's house.
He's not in town yet, but...
yeah, see, but you know when he's
going
to be.
No, it's not... No, I don't know.
Don't worry about the Apple TV. I'll come get it when you're home. Fucking full of shit.
Christian, yeah. No, I don't know. I have to think about it. Okay. I really do. I will let you know. But he basically...
What do you guys think is going to happen?
Yeah, I want to know what you think is going
to
happen.
I think everybody knows what's going to happen. I told you. See, go back to the first time we talked about this. I predicted it. I am really good at this. I wasn't as good as it when I was in the game. But now that I am like a commentator of the game, it's like one. It's like the commentator that was not good on the field.
Oh, yeah.
Had a couple runs. Maybe won a championship or two, but it was okay. But once on the desk, knows the action and knows what's going to happen and call a home run before it happens.
Wait, we have to do a bit where you're calling relationship play by place. This would be so pretty, good.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing first, with a record of 0 wins, 2 defeats, he is the reigning Apple TV Championship of the World Voicemail Magoo! And his opponent He has had sex with her many times and will probably do it again. However, she does have him by the balls, as she knows when to look at his Instagram and knows who he is following at all times. Ladies and gentlemen, she is the reigning, defending, undefeated, undisputed loony of the world, Steph Savage Sabraw. Ladies and gentlemen, they start out quick. It looks they're sizing each other up. Sabraw's looking straight at Magoo. She knows she's got him. She's got him hooked. And he is starting. He's trying to leave a voicemail. She's pushing it away. He's looking over. There's a kiss on the neck, and she's pushing him away. Where's he want to take? He wants to take her to the tavern, too. She's not going to have it. It's not going to work. Because guess why? Because Tavern is there. Tavern is there with three other women, and they just ordered calamari.
Unbelievable. So good. Oh, man, oh, life. Man.
It is something. Well, look, I can't wait it's to see who the time. Next person
I know.
Is in the fray. But is it a possibility? What would you say? Let's go percentage that you're going to see or hang out with Tavern again.
0%.
Okay.
It's no longer serving me.
Understood.
At first it was fun. It's not fun.
Well, there's not even any of the major benefits.
Exactly.
It's just food at this point.
Exactly.
Yeah. So then with voicemail Magoo, don't lie to me. Be honest. What's the
possibility? The way Christian looked at me in the eyes. Because
I understand how this works. Realistically, when you guys are going to hang out again, my prediction's going to come true. What would you say?
Realistically.
Percentage.
20%.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a lot lower than I thought.
It's not high. I'm not saying it's zero because I'm obviously thinking.
It was zero last week.
It was zero last week. I'm thinking.
But the fact that he jumped from 0 to 20 means it's probably about 40. You know? Probably close to it.
No. Oh, you know, it's just some people.
I get it. It's got the, it's, you know, and you're a young lady, you know, just go out there and do your thing. You gotta try all the restaurants and you find out which one you like to go back to.
Well, my friend yesterday was like, Steph, you love being single, which I truly love not having to
call.
That's
for now.
Yeah.
That's for now.
But she's like, you aren't for the streets. Like, you don't like fucking around. Right. Like, a lot of, and it's like, I know, it's hard to find, like, what works.
Yeah. And that's the thing, is that it's like, we're complex creatures, human beings in general, right? Because it's like, we want the relationship, but we don't want all the nonsense that comes with it. We want the sex, but we don't want the relationship.
Yep.
We want the food, but we don't want the calories.
Yes.
You know, it's like,
or
it's
the
like,
paycheck, the well, check.
We don't want the work. We want the check, but we don't want the work. It's like that's how it is. And you've got to. It does play into being able to balance all those things. Is eventually what will happen. Like, now, what I will predict is this guy coming back? Yes. Will there be a couple more roll arounds in the hay? Yes. Will you guys start dating? No. I think that there'll be a couple more, and then some other guy will come around, and we'll talk about him for a bit, and then eventually there will be a conversation where I'm going to say, oh, wait a minute here. You might not want to fuck this one up. These guys, who gives a shit? It's like, you do what you do, but there's going to be a guy that I'm like, I wouldn't do that thing that you're doing.
Yeah. I was thinking that. I was like, I can't wait. We do these updates, and one day, who knows when, you're going to be like, actually, Steph.
I'd be like, don't fuck this up. Don't fuck this up. This one could be good for you, but
these
two guys. Yeah, for right now, it's just like, you know, do what you got to do, and we'll fuck around about it. But yeah, you will, because that's to say, I had a conversation with Makuga about this the other day, and we always laugh about it. We had a conversation in 2012, 2013, where he's like, I'm never getting married. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, that's what I said to him. I was like, I'm never going to have kids. I'm like, yeah, right. I was like, just wait. And I was like, you will. And we had this whole full conversation, and I'm telling you, I can call the champ. I know I can see the championship teams before they're even formed.
You do have a little bit of a Wizard of Oz ability to see the future.
When it comes to this type of stuff, for sure. It's like, it wasn't with myself.
It's like the New York people. I feel like they've seen life in a different lens.
I remember, and I think I told you about this. I had when I was younger, and I was with, I had a girlfriend, and I just handled the situation wrong. It was, just did not, and even like certain things, and it's so stupid they got to play things like this, showing someone you like them too much right away, like you, the holding the hand in the public and all that shit, right? Like, and doing that, but you got to realize that there's, you can do that stuff eventually. You got to lead up to it. You got to earn it. You got to do all that stuff. And like, and I remember, and speaking of which, like there was, so then there was a relationship, someone you do know that before, obviously way before my wife, that I was like, I'm not going down that route because I really like this person a lot. I'm like, I'm not going down that route. So I'm going to hold back. And I did, and it worked. And it worked. I was like, oh, so that's what I should have done X amount of years ago. And you just learn from your situation, and you move. And you get better at it.
Yeah.
That's it. So, but anyway, this is, I'm hoping that you guys were able to see a show out of this. If not, you probably just go listen to the rest of it on Apple Podcasts. Mm-hmm. I'm going to try to clean up this freaking computer and get it working a little better, because it's freezing on me. I don't know what the hell's going on. Is this, let me see. No, it's freezing on me. So anyway, this is a shorter episode today. I apologize for that, but I will be back on Wednesday with Brett. Ellis is going to be back on Friday. And thank you to Steph. Appreciate it. Again, once again, a little shorter episode today, but we'll be back soon. And thank you to everybody out there. Please, please, please go and check out the New York event that we're doing. You're the best. Peace out. See you next time.
With one of the best savings rates in America, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Even easier than choosing Slash to be in your band.
Next up for lead guitar. You're in.
Cool. Yep, even easier than that. And with no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.